Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor Bnei Avraham Goldar Anthony Masechus Menachos Daf Gimel, the first parak Kol Menachos. This parak has been generously sponsored by Mr. Dov Elias with Zecher Nishmas Mrs. Elias's father Rav Moshe Horn of Hashem, Rav Moshe Manes Ben Yaakov Yitzchak. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, on the previous Daf, Rav explained that Rabbi Shimon validates a mincha brought shelo shma when it's obvious from its makeup that the intent is false, as opposed to karbanas whose avodas are identical. The Gemara asks a series of questions from cases of a karbanos where it seems likewise obvious that his intent shelo lishma is false. Most are deflected as not readily apparent, but the Gemara concedes that some questions are correct. Achat is a oaf whose blood was sprinkled lamata below the middle line of the mizbeach l'shem ola is fully valid and counts for the owner's obligation according to Rabbi Shimon, since an ola's blood would be squeezed lamala. Also, if one shechs a calf or bull for the sake of a carbon pesach or asham, which must be a lamb or ram respectively, it's fully valid. De'egu par b'pesach v'asham leka, because there's no such thing as a calf and bull used as a pesach or asham. When Rabbi Shimon said zvachim, animal karbanos, are different from menachos, that their intent shelo shma invalidates them, he meant rov zvachim, most karbanos. Pointing to Rava offers another answer to the contradiction between Rabbi Shimon's rulings about a mincha whose kmitzah was performed shelo lishma. If he performed the kmitzah l'shem mincha for the sake of another type of mincha, it's fully valid because the pasuk says v'zos toras ha-mincha, and this is the law of the mincha teaching Torah achas kol menachos. There's one law for all different types of menachos. However, mincha l'shem zevach, if he offers a mincha for the sake of a carbon, it's invalid because the pasuk does not say this is the law of a mincha and the zevach, the carbon. After the Gemara explains how to interpret Rabbi Shimon's given rationale in the Brice, it points out that if one shechs a chatas chelav, meaning brought for eating chelav, for the sake of chatas dam, or for the sake of chatas avodas kochavim, Rabbi Shimon would rule it valid, contrary to the standard halacha of chatas shelo lishma, since the pasuk says v'zos toras ochatas, and this is the law of the chatas teaching Torah achas of kochatos. There's one law for all types of chatos. And point number three, Ravashi offers a final answer to the contradiction between Rabbi Shimon's rulings. If the kmitzah of a machvas was performed l'shum marcheshes, for the sake of a marcheshes, it is valid because b'mana kamachashiv, he is intending it to be for the sake of a particular vessel, u'machshavu b'mana l'pasla, and an intent for the sake of a vessel does not invalidate because it's a meaningless intent. However, if the kmitza was made l'shum minchas marcheshes, for the sake of a minchas marcheshes, b'mincha d'pasul b'machshava k'machashiv, then he's intending it for a mincha whose intention does invalidate. The Gemara proceeds to explain how to interpret Rabbi Shimon's given rationale in the Braisa. The Gemara asks that in the Braisa's case of a dry mincha for a belula, a mincha mixed with oil, it's obvious that he's referring to a type of mincha since he didn't mention any type of kli. It answers that he may mean l'shum bilu ba'alma for the sake of some non-mincha mixture, in contrast to an intent for the sake of a shlamim, which is the name of a type of carbon. So once again, the three points are number one. On the previous daf, Rava explained that Rabbi Shimon validates a mincha brought shelo lishma when it's obvious from its makeup that the intent is false, as opposed to karbanos whose avodas are identical. The Gemara asks a series of questions from cases of a karbanos where it seems likewise obvious that his intent shelo lishma is false. Most are deflected as not readily apparent, but the Gemara concedes that some questions are correct. Achat is a oaf whose blood was sprinkled lamata below the middle line of the mizbeach l'shem ola is fully valid and counts for the owner's obligation according to Rabbi Shimon, since an ola's blood would be squeezed lamala. Also, if one shechs a calf or bull for the sake of a carbon pesach or asham, which must be a lamb or ram respectively, it's fully valid. De'egu par b'pesach v'asham leka, because there's no such thing as a calf and bull used as a pesach or asham. When Rabbi Shimon said zvachim, animal karbanos, are different from menachos, that their intent shelo lishma invalidates them, he meant rov zvachim, most karbanos. Pointing to Rava offers another answer to the contradiction between Rabbi Shimon's rulings about a mincha whose kmitzah was performed shelo lishma. If he performed the kmitzah l'shem mincha for the sake of another type of mincha, it's fully valid because the pasuk says v'zos toras ha-mincha, and this is the law of the mincha teaching Torah achas kol menachos. There's one law for all different types of menachos. However, mincha l'shem zevach, if he offers a mincha for the sake of a carbon, it's invalid because the pasuk does not say this is the law of a mincha and the zevach, the carbon. After the Gemara explains how to interpret Rabbi Shimon's given rationale in the Brice, it points out that if one shechs a chatas chelav, meaning brought for eating chela for the sake of chatas dam or for the sake of chatas avodas kochavim, Rav Shimon would rule it valid, contrary to the standard halacha of chatas shelo lishma, since the pasuk says v'zos toras chatas, and this is the law of chatas, teaching Torah achas al kol chatos. There's one law for all types of chatos. And point number three, Ravashi offers a final answer to the contradiction between Rabbi Shimon's rulings. If the kmitza of a machvas was performed l'shum marcheshes, for the sake of a marcheshes, it is valid because b'mana kamachashiv, he is intending it to be for the sake of a particular vessel, u'machshavu b'mana l'pasla, and an intent for the sake of a vessel does not invalidate because it's a meaningless intent. However, if the kmitza was made l'shum minchas marcheshes, for the sake of a minchas marcheshes, but mincha de paslba machshava kamachashiv, then he's intending it for a mincha whose intention does invalidate. The Gemara proceeds to explain how to interpret Rabbi Shimon's given rationale in the Braisa. The Gemara asks that in the Braisa's case of a dry mincha for a belula, a mincha mixed with oil, it's obvious that he's referring to a type of mincha since he didn't mention any type of kli. It answers that he may mean l'shum bilu ba'alma for the sake of some non-mincha mixture, in contrast to an intent for the sake of a shlamim, which is the name of a type of carbon. All right, so now we get our siman daf gimel, and our standard siman is a gamal, a camel. A camel. So here goes. The camel who ran away terrified when he saw a kohen shecht a bull as a pesach, which was kosher because bulls are obviously not a carbon pesach, confused the kohen bringing a mincha who said he's bringing it l'shem zevach. And another kohen bringing a minchas machavas to say he's bringing it as marcheshes and not a minchas marcheshes. Once again, it's emotion. The camel, that must be one daf gimel. The camel who ran away terrified when he saw a kohen shecht a bull as a pesach, which was kosher because bulls are obviously not a carbon pesach, which reminds us, according to Rabbi Shimon, if one shechts a calf or bull for the sake of a carbon pesach or ashem, which must be a lamb or ram, respectively, it's fully valid. The ego parba pesach v'ashem leka, because there's no such thing as a calf and bull used as a pesach or ashem. So the camel who ran away terrified when he saw a kohen shecht the bull as a pesach, which was kosher because bulls are obviously not a carbon pesach, confused the kohen bringing a mincha who said he's bringing it l'shem zevach, which reminds us, according to Rava, Rabbi Shimon validates menachos with the intent for another mincha, but not for intent for a carbon. So the camel ran away terrified when he saw a kohen shecht the bull as a pesach, which was kosher because bulls are obviously not a carbon pesach, confused the kohen bringing a mincha who said he's bringing it l'shem zevach, and another kohen bringing a mincha machavas to say he's bringing it as a marcheshes and not a minchas marcheshes, which reminds us, Ravashi offers a final answer to the contradiction between Rabbi Shimon's rulings. If the kmitza of a machvas was performed l'shum marcheshes, for the sake of a marcheshes, it's valid because b'mana k'machashe, because he's intending it to be for the sake of a particular vessel, and a machshava on a vessel doesn't invalidate because it's a meaningless intent. However, if the kmitza was made l'shum minchas marcheshes, for the sake of a minchas marcheshes, then he's intending it for a mincha whose intention does invalidate. So once again, the camel who ran away terrified when he saw a kohen shecht the bull as a pesach, which was kosher because bulls are obviously not a carbon pesach, confused the kohen bringing a mincha who said he's bringing it l'shem zevach, and another kohen bringing a minchas machmas to say he's bringing it as a marcheshes and not a minchas marcheshes. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf Kuf Yud Ches. So the siman Daf Kuf Yud Ches is Kichel. So here goes. The man from Shevi Yosef who munched on Kichel, that must be on Daf Kuf Yud Ches. The man from Shevi Yosef munched on Kichel with his Kachim Kalim while watching by Yamayan videos with an eyesight of Mishkan Shiloh, which reminds us the Gemara brings sources for eating Kachim Kalim in Shiloh, Bechol Roa, and we learn why Yosef married a Mishkan Shiloh in his portion. Yosef is described as Ben Poros Aliayin, a fruitful son because of the eye teaching, Ayin Shul Ratzis Alazon Belahanos Medavar Sheinu Shaloh, the eye which did not want to feed from and enjoy something which was not his, referring to Eishes Potiphar, Tizkev Tochel Kamol Einewa, should merit to eat Kachim as far as its eyesight. So the man from Shevi Yosef who munched on Kichel with his Kachim Kalim while watching by Yamayan videos with an eyesight of Mishkan Shiloh and had a straight line of vision to part of the Mishkan with nothing blocking him, which reminds us, a Braisa defines Bechoa Roa as Kosha Rove Ein Davar Mapsik, anywhere one sees Shiloh and nothing obstructs his vision. Rapapa said that seeing Shiloh does not mean Roa Kulo, seeing all of it, Ella Roa Miksaso. Rather, it means seeing part of it. So the man from Shavit Yosef who munched on kikkel with his kachim kalim while watching by Yemayim videos with an eyesight of Mishkan Shiloh and had a straight line of vision to part of the Mishkan with nothing blocking him, argued with his friend from Shavit Binyamin if the Shechina rested in Yosef's portion in Shiloh, which reminds us the Gemara brings a malchokas if the Shechina rested in Yosef's portion in Shiloh. Daf Kuf Yotes, so the Simmer Daf Kuf Yotes is a kite. So here goes. The boy eating his Maaser Sheni while flying his kite. Kite? That must be on Daf Kuf Yotes. The boy eating his Maaser Sheni while flying his kite far away from Nova and Givon, which reminds us, Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, why does the Mishnah not teach that one was required to bring his Maaser Sheni to Nova and Givon? Rabbi Yochanan answered that we derive from a Gezerah Shava of Shamsham from the Aron. Therefore, since the Aron was not in the Mishkan in Nov and Givon, rather was in Kiryat Yarim, and later in Ir David, Maisa Nami Lavai, Maisa also did not need to be eaten there. So the boy eating his Maaser Sheni while flying his kite far away from Nov and Givon, standing next to two boys from Shiloh and Yerushalayim fighting over who should use the Menucha and Nachla kites, which reminds us the Gemara brings four opinions as to what Menucha and Nachla refer to. So the boy eating his Maaser Sheni while flying his kite far away from Nov and Givon, standing next to two boys from Shiloh and Yerushalayim fighting over who should use the Menucha and Nachla kites, had no idea how to answer a boy who asked if Kachi Bamba Katama, which were brought on a Bamba Gadola, require a Chitzui, which reminds us, Gemara discusses if Kachi Bamba Katana, which were brought on a Bamba Gadola, require a Chitzui, a demarcation line for blood. Daf Kuf Chav, so the Simmer Daf Kuf Chav is a cook. So here goes. The cook. Cook? That must be more on Daf Kuf Chaf. The cook, trying to prepare for the siyum, got so overwhelmed that he brought the oil from a Bama Katana into the walls of the Bama Gadola and then out to the Bama Katana again. Which reminds us, Rabbi Zera asked, Oz Bama's Yochid Sheikh Nisalifnim, an oil of a minor Bama which one brought inside the Mechitza of a Bama Gadola after shechting it, and then he took it out again. What is the halacha? Do we say, once the carbon entered the partition, the Mechitza took hold of it, and it's subject to all laws of a Bama Gadola, or once it's returned outside the Mechitza, it's returned to its former status as Kachi Bama Katana? So the cook, trying to prepare for the siyum, got so overwhelmed that he brought the ola from a Bama Katana into the walls of the Bama Gadola and then out to the Bama Katana again, while his workers shechted a shlami at a Bama's Yachid at night, which reminds us, Rabban Shmuel debate the halacha of shechitas laila b'Bama's Yachid, shechting at night on a private Bama. One says the shechita is kosher and the other says it's pasul. The argument revolves around how to answer a contradiction in psukim. So the cook, trying to prepare for the siyum, got so overwhelmed that he brought the oa from a Bama Katana into the walls of the Bama Gadola and then out to the Bama Katana again, while his workers shechted a shlamim at a Bama's Yachid at night and then let the Amorim sit out overnight, making them pasul. Which reminds us, Gemara discusses the source that Zman restrictions apply to a Bama Katana. Daf Beis, so the simon for Daf Beis is a bais, a house. So here goes. When the Kohen brought a mincha, brought Lo Lishma to the mincha house, that must be on Daf Beis, house. When the Kohen brought a mincha, brought Lo Lishma to the mincha house, covered in flour, and was told it was valid, but does not fulfill the owner's chiyuv, which reminds us, most menachos whose kmitza was Shelo Lishma are valid, but the remaining avoda must be Lishma. So when the Kohen brought a mincha, brought Lo Lishma to the mincha house, covered in flour, and was told it was valid, but does not fulfill the owner's chiyuv, a rabbi objected and said that it does, since it's clear that it was brought as a minchas marcheshes and not machvas, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon holds, that menachos with kmitza shelo shman count for obligations, because maaseh mochichin, its makeup demonstrates that it's actually being prepared for, in this case, a minchas marcheshes. So when the Kohen brought a mincha, brought Lo Lishma to the mincha house, covered in flour, and was told that it was valid, but does not fulfill the owner's chiyuv, a rabbi objected and said that it does, since it's clear that it was brought as a minchas marcheshes and not machvas. Unlike the mincha of a Kohen, he turned away, where the kmitz was done with shinui balim, since the intention is not recognizable as false, which reminds us, Rabba holds Rabbi Shimon validates Menachos Shelo Lishman with Shinui Kodesh, but not with intent for one person's mincha to be for someone else's sake. Since there's no indication from the mincha that his intention is false, it can invalidate the mincha. Rabbi Shimon is Darsh Time and Dekra. He expounds the reason of the Torah's laws and says here that Machshavah de Minkara Pasul Rachmana, Hashem only invalidated sacrifices brought with an intention which is not recognizable as false. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we learn that the definition for Bekoa Roa is anywhere one sees Shiloh and nothing obstructs his vision? That's on daf Kuf Yud Ches. Good. Number 2. Which daf brings a malchokas about a Nazir's Karbanah is being brought on a private Bama? That's on daf Kufyud Zayin. Good. Number 3. Which daf does Gemara discuss how Noach knew which animals were tahor and which were tame? That's on daf. Kufta Zayin. Good. Number 4. Which daf, according to Rav Ashi, Rav Shimon validates a kamitza made with shum marcheshes, not with shum minchas marcheshes? That's on daf. Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that the Machne Levi and Shiloh did not protect inadvertent murderers, but it did in the Midbar? That's on daf. Kuf Yud Zayin. Good. Number 6. Its makeup demonstrates that it's being prepared for a certain type of mincha. That's on daf. Beis. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that according to Rava, Rabbi Shimon validates menachos with intent for another mincha, not intent for a carbon? That's on daf. Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we have machlokas if Yisrael came before Matan Torah or after, and what prompted him to come? That's on daf. Kufta Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that if one shacks a calf or bull for the sake of a carbon pesach or ashim, which must be a lamb or ram respectively, it is fully valid? That's on daf. Gimel. Great. And number 10. Which daf does Gemara discuss the source for Zman restrictions applying to a Bama Katana? That's on daf. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.